And the next one I want to look at is another, which begins with the impossibility of love, because life with true love is simply too intense, whereas most lives are ordinary, ordered, and contained. I cannot live with you. It would be life. And life is over there, behind the shelf the sexton keeps the key to, putting up our life, his porcelain, like a cup, discarded of the housewife, quaint or broke. A newer Severus pleases, old ones crack. I could not die with you, for one must wait to shut the other's gaze down. You could not. And I, could I stand by and see you freeze without my right of frost, death's privilege? Nor could I rise with you, because your face would put out Jesus, that new grace glow plain and foreign on my homesick eye, except that you, than he, shone closer by. They judge us. How? For you served heaven, you know, or sought to. I could not, because you saturated sight, and I had no more eyes for sordid excellence as paradise. And were you lost, I would be, though my name rang loudest on the heavenly fame. And were you saved, and I condemned to be where you were not, that self were hell to me. So we must meet apart, you there, I here, with just the door ajar that oceans are, and prayer, and that white sustenance, despair. The dance here intricate, but able to be followed, moves from I cannot live with you to I could not die with you, I could not go to heaven with you, I could not bear you in hell and I in heaven, I could not bear you in heaven and I in hell. So we must not love. And we are left to be lost, to despair, even though the only space between us is just that space in which the door is somewhat ajar. But how far is that? It is oceans, it is prayer, it is despair, not death, but a life sentence which even becomes a sustenance. Here the emptiness is dark, yet white at the same time. Pain is pleasure, separation is the only love that is bearable, and that perhaps only barely. The poem is a powerful expression of love so intense it shuts out everything else, including God. It is painful, it is excellent, it is saturating. It has everything we've talked about in every poem. Images like dinner service in the cupboard, saturation of sight, bells ringing in heaven, and wide and white oceans. It has the ongoing music, like the rising tones in the first stanza, keying the poem with a kind of bursting energy, and the separation frequently of the you from the I through ruptures and rhythmic devices. In the nearly ecstatic stanza, three from the end, the one of saturation in the lover's look and being. And look at the isolation of the I in the last stanza, always finally alone, and the set-off of the final word of the poem. Music in Dickinson always has to do with emotion and with meaning, and not so much to do with prescribed patterns other than to set them up so as to break them. She is, I think, the most courageous poet of the 19th century, which makes her an apt prefigurer for the 20th century, as she has been found to be by many poets of the last 70 years. In I Cannot Live With You, love cuts her off from God, and it is finally her dance with the infinite, with God or with the possibility of God and the infinite, that we will be concerned.